floating on a boat at a constant velocity. And you're on the shore, just standing there observing me. To you, I'm moving at a speed of V, but you move in minus V. According to me, that's all what we call Galilean relativity. But now you better watch it, cause I'm zooming on a rocket at half the speed of a light beam. You may think that I see that the beam's velocity is half. That's what it might seem, but it's not. It has got to move even further, because the speed of light is the same for every observer.
How do you get Galilean relativity and the constant speed of light?
Einstein knew, for this to be true, time has to slow down
for me.
So what if time is relative? Well, that's special relativity I'm talking about. Astronaut father is younger than his son, but older than does not fit in a box. E is mc squared, just for fun. These and many other a paradox. Unlocks with clocks. Drawn on a space and diagram, you'll see geometrically where and when I am. Your friends now engage in Lorentz transformation. 1 over square root of 1 minus v squared of c squared. That's the factor for length, contraction, and time dilation for a fast moving actor. So, yeah, that's the idea in its elegant simplicity. And so, now you know the heart of special relativity.